The NYPD has a long tradition of allowing police officers to earn money on the side, but a recent corruption scandal in the upper ranks exposed a wide potential for abuse. As WNYC's Robert Lewis reports, there's little oversight of the practice and lots of opportunities for conflicts of interest.
This is career cop Jimmy O'Neill, surrounded on stage by the NYPD's top brass and civilian leaders as he was sworn in as commissioner in September.
We did this because we want to do good. Nobody on this job's ever going to get rich.
Well, that last part's not exactly true. The NYPD allows any police officer to make money on the side, and the upper ranks sure have taken advantage, creating a layer of management increasingly distant from the rank and file and riddled with potential conflicts of interest. One chief was on the payroll of a private investigation firm hired to discredit a woman who said she was raped. Another chief bought property from the family of a missing loan shark while detectives were still investigating his disappearance. The head of the harbor unit owns a snack bar on the beach in East Hampton. These are just some examples WNYC uncovered in a six-month investigation of outside income for NYPD brass. We found millions of dollars flowing through upper management, all with the department's seal of approval.
As you move up, you forget all about us.
That's Officer John Puglisi, first vice president of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, as he led a protest for a pay raise outside an event with the mayor.
The higher up you go, the more you forget about what it's like to be the lowly police officer at the bottom of the totem pole.
Any cop can get permission to moonlight at an outside job. And for top officials, that's often more than just a few hours a week as a security guard. But only a few have to disclose how much they make or who they do business with. Under the city ethics law, that's any official who sets policy or makes spending decisions. The NYPD decides who fits into that category, about 130 officials a year. WNYC analyzed every disclosure filed with the Conflicts of Interest Board going back 6 years. Thousands of pages from 219 individual police officials. We found dozens who made money on the side. Accountants and real estate agents. An operations director with his own computer consulting business. A top lawyer who was a blood bank technologist. Another with a sun protective clothing line. Some made a few thousand dollars teaching college courses or giving speeches. Others made hundreds of thousands. Another two dozen disclosed investment portfolios worth more than $100,000. A few are millionaires.
It's cleaner if police officers just police.
Michael Armstrong is chairman of the city's Commission to Combat Police Corruption.
If high-ranking officers are running around not paying attention to their jobs and making lots of money outside, that's not a good thing for morale, and it's not a good thing for setting an example for police officers.
Here's one example. Records show Assistant Chief George Anderson earned as much as $45,000 from a private investigation and security company called Guidepost Solutions between late 2010 until he retired from the NYPD in August 2011. That's the same firm hired that year to work for Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the International Monetary Fund, who was arrested by the NYPD and accused of raping a maid at a swanky Midtown hotel. Prosecutors ultimately dropped the case after the maid's credibility became an issue. Douglas Wigdor was one of her attorneys.
Just the overriding appearance of impropriety is something that causes me some concern.
Anderson says he worked with three other current and former NYPD cops at Guidepost evaluating a police force in suburban New Jersey, totally unrelated to the DSK case.
That wasn't the project that I was working on with Guidepost, so it had nothing at all to do with me.
Good afternoon. My name is Preet Bharara.
That's the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York in June.
We are here today, again, to announce public corruption charges, this time at some of the highest and most sensitive levels of the New York City Police Department.
WNYC started looking through the finances of top cops after news broke that close to a dozen high-ranking officers were ensnared in a federal corruption probe with former chief of department Philip Banks at the center. Banks hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, but he did disclose receiving as much as $500,000 from a businessman who has pleaded guilty to corruption and is cooperating with the feds. Earlier this year, WNYC reported that more than a dozen high-ranking cops, including Banks, made hundreds of thousands of dollars helping rank-and-file officers prepare for promotional exams. The Department of Investigation is probing that arrangement. Dick Dady is executive director of Citizens Union, a good government group.
clearly there are not strong enough guidelines in place, or if there are, the guidelines are not being followed.
They were apparently not being followed by Captain Stephen Bamek, commander of the NYPD's Facilities Management Division, now retired. He was a real estate agent on the side. Property records show he bought a home in Frisco, Texas in 2006 and flipped it a year later for an undisclosed amount to a sergeant in his division. City conflict of interest rules bar superiors and subordinates from engaging in financial transactions with each other. Bamek shouldn't have even sold his kid's Girl Scout cookies to the sergeant. Bamek declined to comment, and the sergeant didn't respond to an interview request. Michael Cherkasky is a former chairman of the New York State Commission on Public Integrity, who served as court-appointed monitor to the LAPD in the 2000s. He says the appearance of conflicts of interest can be just as corrosive as actual conflicts.
Public disclosure of any kind of potential conflict really is one of the cornerstones of any system of preventing corruption.
In Los Angeles, the city's ethics commission specifies 74 police positions that have to disclose, from commissioner on down. Internally, the LAPD gets info on gang and narcotics officers. In Chicago, all officers with the rank of lieutenant and above must file annual disclosures with that city's Board of Ethics. That would be about 2,500 officers in the NYPD, but only about 130 have to file every year. Banks is the only one of the 14 cops linked to the federal probe who was required to file. Matthew Barge runs a nonprofit that specializes in police oversight and was recently appointed by a federal judge as monitor of the Cleveland Police Department.
I think that it's not something that a lot of departments seem to spend a lot of time or attention in addressing.
The NYPD wouldn't let any official speak on tape for this story. Stephen Davis, the department's top spokesman, and Chief Kerry Sweet, the commanding officer of the Legal Bureau, said state law allows officers to work up to 20 hours a week on outside jobs. They said it's one way to hold on to people who might otherwise leave for the private sector. Officials do have to get approval beforehand, and Davis says everybody has to follow the ethics laws, whether or not they disclose. Davis, who makes a $200,000 a year salary, made nearly $100,000 more on the side. Chief Sweet wasn't required to fill out a disclosure form. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
Tune in tomorrow for part two of this story. It's a Bronx tale about a flurry of real estate transactions, some local officials, and an assistant chief who's disclosed more outside interest than any other member of the NYPD. That's tomorrow, only on WNYC.